Hi and welcome. This is Kimberly Dawn with ArchangelsBless.com. This audio blog post with Jer and I today, my sweet love, my twin flame, my adorable. You were gonna. Oh. Oh my gosh. We're gonna go on a laughing spell. This blog post is on angelic assistance with self doubt. Welcome, Jer.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. We wanted to talk about this because over our tea time, this is what we have been going through ever since we've been having tea time together and our connection with creating the Archangel Crystal Lights together and with our relationship. It's like this, we keep circling back around this, it seems like, with how do we let go of the old and move to the new ideas, new creations coming to us, the next steps forward we have to do. How do we do that with ease and grace?
That's a good question. I wish I could tell you all the answers to that.
Some of the challenges with that that you might have faced is when there's what I've noticed with some of my clients, or just when I had my healing center, and just my family, even in my past, when I was growing up and in my 20s, I noticed it was so challenging for a lot of people to go through change, and myself included. I remember for years I would get stuck in the old and I wouldn't be able to change because I had so much fear happening and I had so much self-doubt. With family members and friends and even people I've seen, health problems end up happening when we're not willing to change and get out of our comfort zone. Sometimes health problems occur for a signal that change is needed. But Jer and I were talking today in tea time, on our tea time with our cacao tea and our honey that we have in it. We were just like, what's the core of this? And we came to the conclusion of, it's really confusion with your truth. What's at the core of moving through self-doubt? Well, what is your truth? What are you receiving lately where you know it's an aha moment, or your truth that you know is your next step or your higher level that you want to move towards, that you're having difficulty stepping into or graciously moving into with ease? What's causing you to go in circles lately? What's creating you to feel like you want to stay in your comfort zone? Where do you want to stay in your comfort zone versus going to your new ideas or your creations that are coming to you? It's also a lot of one of the patterns that can happen to us is it can be like a crab in the bucket, where even with family and friends, we feel like we try to climb out of the bucket, but the other crabs grab our leg and bring us down in the bucket. And we're like, why can't we just go to our next level? Well, maybe it's that we don't want to be different, or we don't want to stand out, or we want to fit in, or we want to people please. Then what happens a lot of times with those patterns is the pain of staying in the comfort zone or staying stuck becomes so great that we have to change. What do you feel on this, Jer?
Well, you've really hit on some important pieces there, and, you know, very much so. I think we get so caught up with ourselves and ego too, and wanting to move forward, but yet having that fear, being afraid to do so. Again, you just hit right on it about the truth. I mean, that's one of the things that I can think of, you know, as a child thinking, you know, how I was as a person back then. And I think now, you know, if I didn't have all this clutter, you know, all of this stuff in my head and that I've collected through all these years, and remove myself and go back to who I truly was, you know, in that innocence, that really helped me, really, for myself, to kind of come full circle again and to really understand what was important for me in my life and really who I truly am as a person. So not worrying about what others think, not being so concerned about how I'm looked upon from the outside, because this is about you from the inside out, and you're making this change. So, you know, you just can, it's very easy to have that self-doubt about yourself because you're taking in input from the outside, which is not the key. The key is looking from the inside out. For me, you know, I have to be, I have to go to, and in the past I've gone to meditation, you know, ask for that guidance and making this request and being open to accept it and not being afraid to just move forward because, you know, when you're in that comfort zone or in your level stagnance, you're in the process of moving to a whole new level. You're in this process of change. And so you have to embrace that. And it's hard sometimes for anybody, really. I feel it sometimes is difficult to want to move forward because it's so comfortable, like you said. You know, in our life, we can just be in this comfort area. We don't really want to change things. We don't want to, you know, rock the boat. So, but that's part of that process again, to be able to have that, get that guidance, have that strength to move on to that next level, because you have to understand that the new is where you need to be. That's where you're moving closer to the truth of who you are and the importance of that, so that you can really be more at one with yourself and not be concerned about what others think of you. And you know, you probably even, you know, we're kind of alluding to, you know, old blueprints and schematics, things like that, that exist within us, and, you know, trying to get past that. And, well, what helps us too, yes, as I mentioned, you know, some of those steps I would take, but also today, of course, I mean, it's so much easier. I just get to my healing session, embrace the lights, know that the change is coming, see my higher self, just make that happen for myself. It's very, very clear cut. So it really takes away, you know, that kind of that delay that took me years and years before to try to even move myself forward, you know, in my life. So
I love that, Jer, how you put that. Your words are so beautiful with what happens, with where we get stuck and caught up. Speaking of old blueprints, when the old blueprints have reached a point where our pain is greater than the pleasure, when we know that there's something higher for us to move to, we know there's a greater state of joy we want to be living, and yet we're still in the old blueprints out of comfort and staying there because, oh, we should stay there, or it might upset somebody else if we move to a higher level, which I've been in many, many times in my life. And the process that we are in on Earth right now with change and transformation, as you know, change is rapidly happening on Earth. So what is going to help us move to higher states of being with this rapid change? Because when we are in greater pain, even with our health, our mental state, our joy levels going down, if we're in greater pain than we are pleasure with not being in higher joy states, then that's the first signal that I've noticed in my own life that I need to move to some higher blueprints here. So what I'll do is I'll lay under the crystal lights, the Archangel crystal lights, and I'll ask my healing team, I'll ask the Seraphim Angel healing team and Archangel Michael to please bring in higher blueprints for what would be for the highest and best good for me and the highest and best good for others. Please bring those blueprints in so I can see how this could work better. If my work situation, which recently with the Archangel Crystal Lights coming out and me receiving those higher blueprints, Jer and I receiving those higher blueprints of how they are to be designed and how we were to design them, I mean, it was a constant transformation for every single day and week. I mean, sometimes one week we'd receive one blueprint, we'd step onto that blueprint, then it's time to move to a higher blueprint from there, then revise them even more. But how, I mean, at the same time, I was also juggling my one-on-one clients and my work and with how it is with my group sessions. And I realized one thing that needs to change in my blueprint they were giving me is the one-on-one sessions. I had to change those and just go to more the group now situation. My one-on-ones are full. I've maxed out on what I can do. But it wasn't me making that change out of my ego or my little self. That was me surrendering. It took a lot for me to surrender and ask, what is my higher blueprint here? in order to manifest my higher destiny, my higher soul's calling of bringing these archangel crystallites to the world, to healers in the U.S. that are drawn to them. And the higher blueprint that came in was to just do the group sessions right now, have the one-on-ones full for the amount you have. Don't take on any more one-on-ones. And then focus your energy on revising and getting out the Archangel Crystallites. That was a very challenging change for me to make because I feel very connected to my clients. However, I didn't get there all at once. There's new blueprints that can come in that you can step onto as a bridge. And if you ask Archangel Michael and even Archangel Metatron, they're both really good with blueprints. You can step onto those new blueprints for yourself. Once you're on that level, then you can say, okay, I'm still having trouble change. I'm still not fully changed into my highest joy. I know that because I'm still scared to let go of the old. But you can actually ask for a bridge blueprint. That's what I'm hearing from Archangel Michael right now. He's saying you can ask for a bridge blueprint to step to those new levels. Once you step onto that higher blueprint, which might be a middle blueprint, you'll start letting go of the old easier. If you're still having trouble letting go of the old, to me, on an energetic level, what that symbolizes is there's old grid systems, old lower energies, old blueprints, old form energy in your energy body, where you are having a hard time letting go of because it's comfortable, it's familiar, it's what you know best. And that's what was happening with me. It was like, oh, sometimes my anxiety level does go up when it's time to step on a new blueprint because I don't have the new patterns set yet. So it's important to give yourself time and the space to allow yourself to go on tiny steps at a time. The archangels give you tiny blueprints, like a bridge blueprint. And once you get familiar with that new pattern, then the higher and higher and higher levels come in. This is the new form energy, the new form light energy, what I'm hearing from Archangel Michael that's here on Earth right now, that's available for you. If you ask, you shall receive. And this is a way to make change easier for you so you don't feel like you're stuck in going in circles or the fear of change is greater or you have more health problems happen or your pain, just stuff you're not happy about happens more. To change that, asking for new blueprints is a great place to start. Are you okay letting go of old form energy when you need to? Are you okay stepping onto these new blueprints? If you feel stuck in any way or old patterns keep happening to you, that's a first sign to me that I need to be asking for new blueprints, higher blueprints of my higher soul's calling. What do you feel in that, Jerry?